Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, guys. We have a really fun show today. We talked a lot about volleyball, driving far, and stuff that annoys us.
That's right.
As usual. But first, let's talk about sensible portions. When do you need a sensible snack? Are you snacking sensible? Have you been looking for a sensible snack your whole family will love? Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws are a deliciously crunchy, better-for-you snack that the whole family will love. Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws have a flavor for every taste, like fiery, spicy screamin' hot, or tangy, zesty ranch. They just launched two new flavors, barbecue and sour cream and onion. Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws have a light and airy texture with 30% less fat than leading potato chips, so you can snack both sensible and delicious. Perfect for on-the-go snacks for kids and take back to school. Sensible Portions also has just come out with a new product, Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Puffs, which are baked and never fried, the perfect poppable snack. They come in three delicious flavors, white cheddar, sour cream and onion, and screamin' hot. No artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors. These Sensible Portion snacks are super delicious. I love the Garden Veggie Puffs the most. Snack sensible with Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws and new Garden Veggie Puffs available on Amazon at amazon.com/sensibleportions. What's up, everybody? Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hey.
Hello. I just tried to, like, dab.
Stephanie's dabbing it up.
Dabbing
it up in this hizzy.
Dabbing for the dads. What's up? Hey, what's up, Sandra Green?
What's up, Sandra Green?
Yo, bitch.
Jacob Crowley.
Why are you so growly? Elizabeth Williamson, why you have so many kids? Mm-hmm. Athena Ginshard, why are you so sweet? Polly Pancakes. Carrie's Berry. Bitchy.
Very, very mm-hmm. bitchy.
Valerie hits it out of the park. Kelly's like Luther Vandross mm-hmm. without the singing skills. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. How do I know? Hero, Yamashita, your kids adore you. Krista, get the strap. Colleen Skater Girl. Gabby and Missy.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie Stinker Winker. Ishan Vajpayee. Bow, chick, bam, bam. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Lubin. Kelly Brandt.
She's your aunt already.
Mm-hmm. Michelle McKibben. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Amy is the hunt.
Yes, she is.
Erin.
Ho.
Alicia.
Escalante.
Leslie.
Wyckoff.
Mm-hmm. Sarah.
Stefano.
Jennifer Falls and Jennifer Shelton. Love both the Jennifers. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell.
Get your shit together, mm-hmm. bitches.
Liz is sassy. El Sasser. Randy May Ames. Too many names. Amy lives in her van. Down by the river.
Why does Amy live in her van, by the way?
Because she's like down by the river. She's in a van down by the river.
She is?
Yeah.
What is she on SNL? She's got her own skit?
Yeah. How's your week?
Mm. Well, my week has been, you know, Stephanie, never fucking ends. It never fucking ends with these volleyball games. It never ends because this week is like coming up to the ending of her volleyball season or for school, right?
Right.
Going right on into the club volleyball.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Went to San Diego this weekend, Natalia and I. All right. So I got some thoughts. So she's – let's get out of – here's what you need to know about Natalia. School lets her out at 11. I get the email from the coach. They're getting excused at 11:30. First game is at 4 in San Diego.
What?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
Have they ever driven on the 405?
Madone. We were like, right, might as well just gone to Mexico for the games. Like, it was, so I weighs it, right? It's 2.5. At the time we are leaving in the afternoon, it was about 2:40 of drive time.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Just drive time. I don't have any podcast to listen to either. I'm like scrambling trying to find shit to listen to.
Yeah.
So, yes, of just drive time, right? So her first game is at 4. Then I get the group text, right, from the moms. And everybody, don't get me wrong, all the parents, great. I like all the parents.
Yeah, we know. Blah, blah, blah. Some of them have to be assholes. Just the odds are.
No.
It's so a numbers far. Game, Lynette. They can't all be great.
No, I didn't meet one parent I didn't like. But okay. I get the text on a group text that says, oh, FYI, the venue of where the school that they're having the games, the tournaments at, is a good 20-minute drive from the hotel we all booked.
Oh,
I'm like,
hell no.
Are there no hotels in the vicinity of this high school? Of what is why are we 20 minutes away? And do you people understand that I have a damn fucking Tesla that I got to charge once I get there? Like, I have to budget my miles. I got
to
go.
Have to get rid of the Tesla.
Oy vey, don't I ever. I mean.
Or upgrade it to a newer one. I've never heard of people getting stuck as often as you do or having to sweat it out.
Sweating it is all I do these days with that Tesla. So I'm like, all right, it's 112 miles. Yes.
Prius.
112 miles to the hotel, right? And then my car can it charges to like 180 miles. And sometimes if I'm going on a trip, I can extend it. So you're not supposed to have it charged to top it off. You're not supposed to have it all the way charged to 200 miles.
Why?
It's not good for the battery. So when you put it on the charger.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so ridiculous.
So don't charge it all. So it's misleading that you have 200 miles. Because you're not supposed to charge.
No, you can't. So I have to set the charge limit to charge to 200. So
okay.
Which is what I did.
Okay.
But still, like, so now we're driving another, I don't know, 12, 15 miles to the venue of the game and then got to drive
back.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Natalia, she's like, okay, so they get her out. She's let out at 11:30. She wants me to pick her up at 11. I'm like, but you get out of school at 11:30. She goes, well, yeah, but I can leave at 11. And I want to get on the road. Like, she wants to get on the road and get there in plenty of time. I'm like, okay.
I understand how she feels.
I know how she feels.
But it's like, I don't like cutting it close.
But I don't like cutting it close either.
But it is school. I understand also the concern of like, well, you probably shouldn't be going. It's not really a school, official school thing. I mean, the coach set
right.
it up, but
the
it's
the coach
not,
set it up, but it's not for the school. No,
right.
They did it because I guess the coach, previous coaches wasn't doing any of these. By the way, you know, you can feel my pain when I'm sitting there and I'm overhearing the parents talk and go, yeah, the previous coach never did tournaments.
You're like,
good. Like, what the fuck? Now I got the coach that's a go-getter. God damn it.
Well, so when LB was doing basketball, the only year she did it, freshman year, same thing. I mean, it was – I feel your pain because the coach was setting up all tournaments every weekend and they weren't actual games for her school.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing.
See?
But right. Ours were just local.
Well, then that's fine. Local, fine.
Like 5 miles.
Right.
And we were like, really? 5 miles?
Yes.
I didn't have to charge up my Prius.
Right. Okay.
If it took a charge, which it doesn't. But yeah. Go on.
So all right. So now I'm like, so I overhear this and I'm like, so we got to have the go-getter coach. That's great. Anyway, so I pick her up and I get her lunch and – she's already like, you know, uptight and like, you know, not in a talkative mood. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to have Natalia in the car for like almost 3 hours to myself. I'm like, I'm going to talk to her about this. We're going to talk about that. And I'll talk about homecoming, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, can we not really talk? So she tells me, can we not really like talk? I'm not really in the mood to talk right now, Mom. Is that okay? I'm like,
what?
I know. I was like, well, Natalia, like, we never get to chit chat. Come on. Let's talk about homecoming. And she's like, so she sucks it up. She's like, all right, well, so are you having, like, the other moms are coming? Because, like, her best pals, you know, moms are coming over and we're going to have, like, champagne. The girls are going to get ready at my house. Not the girls aren't having champagne, but me and the mothers are.
I got it. Yeah.
And
they're having White Claw.
They're having White Claw. That's their drink of choice, apparently.
Yeah.
And so
they're responsible.
Right. And one of the moms is getting, like, some makeup girl to come do their makeup. So now she's like, so we have that lined up. But now she's like, can we go get spray tan, do you think? And I'm thinking to myself, bitch, I'll spray tan you. Like, I know how to do it. I'll rub you down. I got all the shit. I got all the stuff. I got the Jergens. I got the good stuff. Which one you want? I got all that stuff in my bathroom.
Right.
I tell her that and she's like, no, I don't want you to do it. I don't want to look like, you know, I don't want to have stains across my, like streaks and shit. Like, isn't streaks good though?
But doesn't she realize that the spray tanning can turn you really orange?
Yes.
Do they want to make that mistake like right before?
Well, that's why she wants me to book somebody to book a place to do it like on Wednesday or Thursday. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll look into it. We'll see. We'll see. And then now she's all talked out.
Right. Right.
And actually, I'm like, all right, I'm fine too. I'll just listen to something. I'll just listen to my audiobook. You go to sleep. And it was a long drive. It took a long time, especially in the middle of a Friday afternoon.
Oh, my God.
From the Pasadena area. I mean, it took, you know, I mean, once you hear like one podcast down and you need like 2.5 more to go, you're like, you know, it's so far. And I'm like, why are we going to this tournament? Well, it turns out that it was like all the like Division I teams, and that the coach did not expect, she wanted them to get experience. But what I'm wondering is why at the end of the season? Well, they have like one game left, like a couple. They get like, I think they have like 2 games this week and they're done. That's it, because homecoming's this weekend. And then that's it. Their season's over, I think. If that, I mean, they got like 2-3 games left. That's about it. But why at the end? I don't know. But anyway, so I go there and she sees like a bunch of her other friends from club she's playing their teams and stuff like that, which was cute. And they like, you know, rivals and stuff like that. And Natalia, and then there's the 3 dads that I don't know whether I love them or hate them. Like, I'm so jealous of their enthusiasm that they have. They're mm-hmm. just the three. There's the 3 dads that are like, all right, let's go, Elsie. Let's go. You got this. Shake it off, girl. Shake it off. I mean, I videotaped it. It's in my stories. It's probably gone by now. But I had to get there, like the 3 of them nonstop the whole tournament. By the way, we won every game except for the last game. We lost that one, but they swept.
Wow.
This team is on fire.
And did Natalia get much playing time?
She got some playing time. Not a lot, but she did get to play a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I did talk to like one of the dads about like how his daughter is a senior and she's like the star player. She's gorgeous. She's tall. She's blonde. She's just like this volleyball goddess, like right out of like one of those teen drama Netflix shows, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, you know, high school, you know, volleyball chick, you know. Anyway, was talking to him for a while and how she started when she was a sophomore and she didn't get any playing time at all. And
she started on varsity, you mean, mm-hmm, as a sophomore?
On varsity, uh-huh. Yes, as a sophomore. Didn't get playing time. And now she's, you know, she's spiking it left and right. And she did the same club as Natasha. She was the same thing, everything the same. And you know, it was nice. You know, the parents were really nice. The parents were like, I mean, these games. So they had a game at 4:00. Then they have to ref, which is the girls have to do the refereeing.
Right.
So then there's that. Then they have to come back. Then they play again at 6:00. And then they have something called crossover where they just keep playing until they lose. We were there until 10:30 at night at this place. It was shut down practically. We were there until 10:30. And then what's the call time the next day? 7:15 a.m. for 8:00 game time.
What?
Back on the court, 7:15 a.m. And I'm like, God damn, wow, Jesus. Like, And then we all get back to the 20 – then we get in the 20-minute drive back to the ranch, back at the hotel.
You're probably not even back to the hotel till 11.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then had to, the kids probably had to eat.
The kids ate. We got them food in the middle of all of that. Like at 6 o'clock, some dad went on a taco run and got a bunch of tacos. And God bless his heart, went and got a bunch of White Claws for the parents. And we all had like a tailgating party outside in the parking lot. Because it's like these parents are like, screw this. What are we gonna, we're going to be here all night. Like one dad just was like, I'm going to get us everything we need. And it was like one truck in his back. It was like we were tailgating. It was awesome, actually. It was like, thank you. Like that's great. Like if it was up to me, we would have – I would have – there's no – I would have had to like, you know, went and got her Starbucks down the street for dinner.
Right.
But this guy got like, you know, tacos and burritos and like the fed the kids and – fed the parents and God bless them. You know, I'm always jealous of those moms with their husbands that come. Oh, you know, Al's coming up after work and he's going to be, you know, and that way I can go back to the hotel and, you know, go to bed early and then Al's going to get up with her in the morning and bring her back. I'm like, oh, you know, it's like
right.
A little jealous of that, you know?
Yeah.
Being like a single mom and shit out there.
Well, I feel like a lot of women, even if they're married, still don't have
– No, they
a
don't.
A lot of dads are not like that.
No.
It's really kind of not polarizing, but it's kind of black and white. It's like you're either – dads are either like that or not at
right.
all. Or
right.
Or like
– right. Oh, yeah.
Once in a while they'll come to a game.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, John was always kind of in between, but I think – I mean, John really liked going to see LB play.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the days of like when we played at Balboa at the, you know, the park, through the park. I mean, a lot of times I was the one who got, you know, got them up, got them there,
right.
Was the snack mom,
right.
Snack bitch. Remember that?
Yes.
And then, you know, John would show up sometimes like halfway through the first half of the game.
Right.
Like he'd be texting me. Did it start? Yeah, it started.
Yeah.
It's almost over.
Yes.
I just remember that.
Right.
We
right.
were getting like arguments about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, it's true. There is even you're married, not married. There's always the default parent. It's
right.
the one that's there all
right.
day for hours or getting the food and blah, blah, blah. That's why I'm always jealous of the ones that's got their husbands coming down after work on a Friday afternoon, you know.
Yeah. Who does that? Do
I
you
know.
Have no other kids?
No, I know. They do. They had like two other kids. But yeah, I don't know. Party at their house, actually.
But, I mean, Sadie and Xander came to a couple of LB's games, high school games, but they did not love being dragged to like
no.
go sit in some auditorium for –
I did not see any siblings hanging around except for one little one. That was about it.
Yeah,
other than
but
that,
they don't have a choice.
Right. Yeah. No. But when there's teenagers, like as this one, I know that they have like around the same age. You know, there's two other teenagers at home. We're probably having a party that their parents are out of town. Yeah, they're not going to San Diego and sitting around an auditorium all weekend. No.
Right.
No way. No. No.
But anyway, so they won all those games. So you go back the next day, 7 a.m.
7:15 a.m.
Maybe we
go
should,
back.
Maybe we should do an ad.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to
– And then tell the day two of the tourney.
Yeah.
First of all, we're right out the gate with mm-hmm. a product we love.
Bombas.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I got Bombas on right now. I sure do.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. Look.
See, I think we're wearing the same pair.
Yes.
I'm literally wearing my
ankle ones.
I always notice the difference. The Bombas socks are thick and they stay thick even after you've washed them a bunch of times.
Right.
Compared to my other socks that I just know the difference. It's like I might as well be barefoot
oh,
in my other
yeah.
socks.
And you know what I noticed? The Bombas socks don't lose their elasticity. Like
exactly.
The other ones. The other ones, when I notice I'm not wearing a Bombas sock when I'm walking around and the sock has slid down half my foot inside
yes.
my shoe.
Yes.
They have all kinds of different styles, colors. They have the dress socks. They have the sporty socks. They have the rainbow socks, the rainbow colors. They have all different kinds of styles. Go check them out. And by the way, they're also started to make underwear and shirts too. That's right. Underwear, t-shirts, they're super soft. They're made with 100% happiness guaranteed that they're confident that you're going to love their products or you'll get money back. And for every pair that you buy, they donate a pair. So you can't go wrong with that. There's so much more comfort to have and so much more to give with Bombas. Go get 20% off your first order at bombas.com/FCOL. That's bombas.com/FCOL for 20% off your first order. Bombas.com/FCOL.
Also, we love Noom.
We sure
Noom
do.
Noom is a great app, and it is not – it's a for weight loss, for changing your habits, for getting in shape, but it's not a diet, which is what I think is so great about it. Mm-hmm. It helps you like psychologically change your habits. It's like cognitive behavior therapy to help you lose weight. You know who's totally changed? Robin.
Oh, Robin.
I know. Robin looks amazing. Every freaking weekend I have to go shopping with her to get jeans because she's too skinny for her old jeans.
Robin.
It's amazing. She looks fabulous and she swears by it. You know,
it's awesome.
Not everybody wants to be on a strict diet.
No.
And it's not sustainable.
Definitely not.
Yeah. So Noom's cognitive behavioral approach helps you unlearn bad habits and better understand your relationship with food. And, you know, it helps you figure out how to incorporate, you know, exercise into your day already. You know, maybe a couple days at the gym, maybe, you know, whatever you can handle to change some habits. Anyway, start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/FCOL. That's Noom, Noom.com/FCOL. Yeah. So, okay. So you wake up at the – so does Natalia come back to your room?
So she – like, okay. So here's another thing. Like, haram, these other parents. Especially – so there's a couple dads that went, and one of them was the dad I was talking about, and his daughter, who is about, I would say she's, I think she's close to 6 feet tall, this girl. Okay. So I decide that I've learned my lesson early on, because what Natalia does is when we go to these things is she, you know, invites everybody back to her room. I, you know, mom's got to put a bra on and shit and, you know. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get two rooms, one for her, one for me. And so I get the two rooms. It's at the Marriott, right? So I'm like, it's fine. Get the two rooms, and she's got her own room. So she goes straight. She's exhausted. She goes straight upstairs to go to bed. There's like the parents. There's one mom who I love and adore. She's been around for a long. She's kind of like the mom that I always go like, what are we supposed to do? Where do I go? Who do I? What forms do I have to have filled out? You know,
right,
like
right.
She's like, she'll get ahead of it and she'll send me a text and go, just fill this out and this is where we're staying. Done. You know,
mm-hmm.
Love that mom, right? So she's like, you're going to come downstairs and have a drink with us, right? And I was like, all right. Well, it's 11 o'clock, but everybody, don't we have to all we have to get up early, get these girls back, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, it's just come on, one drink. So I'm like, all right. So go downstairs. And there's like a fire pit outside that they have at that hotel. So all the parents are sitting around chit-chatting. I have like one drink and done. Like barely finished my drink, go upstairs. But there's one dad that's like, I felt bad because here I am with two rooms and he's got one room. He requested the two queen beds and they didn't have it. They gave him the king bed. They gave him the one bed. So now he's like, I got to share a bed with my 6 foot tall daughter, you know. And I understand that how that could probably be kind of like, you know, uncomfortable or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other dad had the same issue too. Like they were complaining and I was like, well, you know, I could go, you know, Natalia and I can share a room and, you know, I have an extra room if you want to, you know. But now I'm like giving him up one of my rooms. So I was going to say something, but I didn't. I was like, screw it. Natalia's already upstairs in bed anyway. So and she didn't really – she has a friend in her room, but I could kick them out. I don't know. I don't know what I was supposed to do. But I was like, I was going to say something, but then whatever. They got him a rollaway cat, so
good.
That was fine, right?
Well, yeah,
what would you have done?
I wouldn't. If my kid was already probably in bed, no, I would not have said anything.
I mean, she was in bed. She had a friend there. They were in, like, I went and got her, like, some food and brought it in there, and they were already showered and in their bed. Yeah, she was in bed with her friend. So What am I going to do?
Nothing.
They got a rollaway bed. It's one night. By the way, how the sleep is like, we got to get up at the, you know, we're getting up in a few hours anyway.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Yeah.
But
so you get up the next day.
Yeah. So we got up the next day. We went over there and we're there. And then I'm like, okay, wait. So when's the last game? Well, we just keep playing until we lose. We didn't. We were there until 2 o'clock. We were there from, we were up at six. I left. We left. They did great. And then we left at like 1:30. What time did I get home? At like, I don't know, 1:32. Got home at like 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Oh, God.
Of course, Natalia's wants to stop at Carnes. Have you ever heard of Carnes?
No.
Carnes? I think it's Carnes. It's Carnes Fried Chicken.
It's plus. Carnes.
Is it?
Carnes, like the train station?
No, no. No. That's Carnes. There's it's C-A-R-N-E-S, Carnes.
Carnes?
Carnes.
Okay.
It's a fried chicken place. It's okay. A chain, but it's like off the – like it's a chain and it always seems to be like the city industry type
okay.
places, you know?
Yeah.
Whenever we're in a tournament, she wants me to stop. So she wants me to stop, so we stopped and I got her the fried chicken. And and then we got home and then she had her friends come over and she was like, you know, she wasn't tired at all because she slept in the car all the way home. But that was pretty much my weekend.
So now I'm kind of on the edge of my seat though. Did you recharge? So you had to recharge the car.
Yeah, there was a charging station there at the hotel.
At the hotel? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. I still feel like a sense of agita when I think about that story where you were with Sunny and mm-hmm. then you couldn't – you pulled into the space but you put the charger in and it didn't charge.
Right, right.
Then you had to go on to the other one and you put the charger in and that one didn't
right. –
remember?
Right. I had to like wait in line.
I was sweating yes. it. It was the zoo day.
Yes. And it was the day before school started. It was the first day of school was the next morning.
Yeah, I'm like having – I need some CBD right now.
Right,
calm down.
Right. Yes, because like if you – and also here's the problem. It's like if you're low on a charge, last thing you want to be doing is driving around looking for a charging
right.
spot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the one thing though, it does tell you in the Tesla, it'll tell you where the closest charging stations are for Tesla. Not for – there's other charging stations. Takes longer to charge your car, but – and it's also – it costs money. Tesla is like you just pull in and you charge it for free but it charges faster. But it will tell you like a charging station, you know, at this – it's always at a mall, right? But you go there and you don't know where at the – so now you're driving, losing battery, looking for the charging
right.
station in that – it doesn't give you an exact – address.
Right.
It's just like at the Topanga Plaza Mall. So you're just driving. Is it on the – is it by Nordstrom's or is it all the way by TJ Maxx? You know,
yeah.
You don't know. So you're driving around. But luckily, I made sure that the hotel had the charging, blah, 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 blah. But yes.
You got to like call ahead for your car.
Yes.
Like you got to make arrangements. It's like worse than a pet.
I know. I'm telling you. It's like having – it is. It's like one thing that's got to be on your mind. How many miles is it? You know, all that shit.
Listen, I can't say enough good things about my Prius. It's not fancy, but oh my God, it drives forever.
Yeah, I know.
My Prius gets 54 miles per gallon.
It's small though, right? I don't like a small car.
Yeah, it's small.
I like having like some room. Especially now though, I'm moving. Dun, 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 dun. Thank God. I need – I never thought I'd say this, but I think I need like a stylist or something. I need somebody. We're not a stylist. We're a home. I need what I
a
really
decorator?
Need is like Kate Marengo's. Kate,
yeah,
are you listening?
Need her to come over,
please. Come over. I need somebody just to. So Olga's move. Like she's already moving. She's got a lot of her stuff out and. The place is
wow,
gonna be empty.
She's ahead of schedule.
Yeah, she is.
So did she buy or did she find somewhere else to rent?
She was renting. She found a place where her daughter Paola – real close to where Paola works.
Oh.
Yeah, which is nice because I think that, you know, eventually she – when she has a baby, that'll be nice because she'll live close by her work. And and it's not too far from where she's living now, from my place. But I'm going to have my own place. Finally, I'm going to be able to paint it. If I want to paint the fucking walls pink, I'm going to paint them fucking pink. I'm going to make that place so pretty. No, none of this blue shit from Adam, his colorblind blue. I don't know if you know this, but this guy with the color – look around. I mean, some of the colors that he picks are the same colors over and over my whole life, the same blue, the same reds, everything. Like, I get to choose whatever colors I want. But Wendy told me there's a white, alabaster white, Benjamin
– Yeah, Moore.
Moore. Thank you. I think it's Benjamin Moore. Alabaster is supposed to be like a beautiful – actually, I've seen it. It's not supposed to. It's the color that she has at her that place in Florida that I love. And it's like a modern muted white. And so I think – so anyway, Roberto and Alvaro are Adam's two guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Olga – loves that, you know, she's friends with them, and so she's got them lined up already. They're getting the paint. They're switching out some fixtures. I'm going to get the carpet pulled up upstairs.
Are you going to lay hardwood floor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Carpet's messed up upstairs.
I have a floor guy.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. See,
Greg Garber. He did our floors when we first moved into our house, and I know he's still in business. He's on Facebook, and he did a great job.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
These guys, I've known Roberto and Alvaro as long as I've known Adam. And they're good. They're very good. And they know what to do. And so we got them – they got their work cut out for a little while. They're going to be doing some things there. But now it's like I got to start ordering some furniture because I ain't got shit. I don't have anything. And it's going to take a few weeks. Like, I was looking online. It was like – I was looking at a headboard. And it was like 20 to 30 weeks delivery. I'm like, what, 20?
Remember the problem I had with my couch?
Yes.
The first – the one I got at Living Spaces, and I went to – and I ordered it, and it was like a long time before it came.
Yes.
And then the next one, remember, was 10 weeks.
That's ridiculous.
That I had to wait for – because the first one was damaged. It was – the upholstery was ripped.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reordered it and it was 10 weeks. They had to make it from scratch or something. It was like it's a popular couch they have.
Yeah. Well.
The Abigail Estate couch. Look into it.
Okay.
Nice couch.
Okay.
But then you got a Joybird couch.
I got a Joybird couch coming.
Wonder why we get our couches, Kaylin.
In fact, I need to – he doesn't know. He's like, don't –
they were all in a hurry for us
to
want to get it out for us.
But who knows? But yeah, and I need a dining room table. I don't have any place to sit. You know, I don't have anything. I have to get dishes, everything. Start from scratch, towels. I mean, I can bring some stuff from our house, but you know, so I'm excited. But I want somebody to like, you know, walk through there and go, you know, you should do, I don't know. Or maybe I should just make my vision board.
Well, Kate Marengo has somebody who is out here. Like
she
works
does?
With her. Yes. Who will come to your house.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hope you're listening. Yeah, she has a person out here in LA who had offered a while ago when I didn't really need somebody to come.
Oh, my God. I'm totally doing that.
Come over and help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still going to do that. Okay.
It's exciting. Oh, my God, it's exciting.
Oh, my God, it's exciting.
It's going to be nice. You're going to like it. And if you have somebody helping you, oh, my God. Like, my sister-in-law lives for this shit. Like,
they're so – I mean, I know.
And I don't. I don't get it.
You know how many people right now are going, oh, my God, I would love to do it. I know.
I will walk through Home Goods and just get paralyzed by fear and not buy it. Like, I'll walk in there and be like, I need to, like – fix things up and I'll walk out with nothing. Because I'm like, there's too many dishes. Like, and we've talked about this before, all my mismatched shit. Like I have I have some old like plastic plates that with a watermelon on it and one with like a but there'll be like one left over. Because I'll systematically throw stuff out as I go. I know we talked about this before. I literally have bowls that I bought at the dollar store like a million years ago.
Yes.
Those are still the bowls I use.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I'm always afraid of change. So, you know, you get used to a certain bowl. You're like, this bowl can go in the microwave.
Right.
These are my dollar store bowls, by the way. They're red and yellow ones that I bought them a million years ago for Thanksgiving because we were serving soup and I didn't have enough bowls that matched. I had like really rando bowls. So I bought like six bowls at the dollar store.
Okay.
For $6.
Right.
And I still use them. Like,
and
best investment.
Yes.
Oh, they're not chipped or anything. They're fine, but they're not like fancy or anything.
Right.
They're just the bowls
but
we use.
Bowls need to be fancy. You
I
know
guess,
what I mean?
But it's like nothing in my cabinet matches. Mm-hmm. I just, and mm-hmm. I'm in my 50s. Like, at this point, shit should have moved forward in my life enough to have some stuff that, you know?
Yeah.
It just, you know what happens is I will see, like, a few years ago, I bought a set of dishes from like one of those like Urban Home.
Yeah.
I fell in love with them or, you know, it was like a Pottery Barn type of place. And I was like, oh, these are really cool. So I bought like a set of bowls, like four bowls, four plates or five, whatever, however many people are in my family. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't keep track of all that. But, you know, and I bought the salad dish. I was like, I'm going to have like a grown up set of dishes and with the coffee mugs. Well, the bowls don't – you know how certain bowls you try to make something in the microwave like hot cereal or something?
Mm-hmm.
And certain bowls, everything spills out of the top
yes,
of them.
Yes, I hate that.
Maybe they're too small or it's the way they're kind of angled up
right.
or something, but they're not good.
Right.
Plus the fact that, of course, a couple of them broke, so now there's mm-hmm. not a complete set.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really work. The coffee mugs are like kind of too small. They just never really worked out. And then like a bunch of the plates got chipped.
Uh-huh.
But instead of just throwing them all out and starting over, I leave like there's
That's
like two plates
think,
left
yeah.
and there's like one salad plate and there's like a couple of the mugs that don't match any of the other – you know what I mean?
Well, what do people do? I get it. Like if you get a set of like six plates, right? Two break or they get chipped, so you throw those away. Now you got like three left, right? Now what? Do you go and buy – and then you – okay, so you buy another set of six. What do you do with that? Is that – what would you throw those away? Is that just wasting? Why would you throw away three good, perfectly fine dishes?
Well, that's the problem.
You
don't.
Away,
and then you end up like me and
right.
have a bunch of mishmash things in your cabinet that are ridiculous. I have a lot of different dish sets. But like three of this plate, two of this plate. And John doesn't like to throw anything out. John has some dishes that came from like his parents' mm-hmm. beach club that they went to like a million years ago. Like I can't remember what it's called, but they're like – and they're – I mean he doesn't want to part with them.
Right.
So it's like I can't just clean certain things out or I have to be really sneaky about it.
Right.
But you know what people do? Do you have a buy nothing group in your neighborhood?
No, but isn't this a Facebook thing?
Yeah, it's a Facebook thing.
Okay.
It's buy nothing.
I just got on Nextdoor app, by the way.
Oh, okay. So you're behind. So
behind.
Buy nothing is the new thing. First of all, they take themselves real seriously. I've talked about this before, but there's a whole bunch of rules. It's all about like community building and like helping each other out. But people have a real mistaken view of what is valuable, like
mm-hmm.
what they're gifting to you. You have mm-hmm. to put hashtag gift, but it will be the most random shit. It'll be like a salt shaker that's in the shape of a cow. It's like, listen,
right.
they have those at the 99 cent store.
Right.
Now I'm going to – I see your salt shaker that doesn't come with a pepper shaker, by the way. It's just like – it's stuff people find in their junk drawer
uh-huh.
and go, hey, and then they take a picture of a bunch of junk.
Right.
And go, it's free.
Right.
Yeah, of course it's free.
Right.
Because it's junk.
Yes.
It's like
right.
what, go throw it out.
Right. Right.
Thank you. Oh, right. I get that for free. But then the problem is – just because it's in your neighborhood doesn't mean it's close. Because like
uh-huh.
my neighborhood
yeah.
is kind of a big neighborhood.
Yeah, it's called right? the Valley.
So it'll be like pickup in, you know,
yeah.
San Diego.
Right.
The San Diego part of Encino.
Right.
And it's like,
right.
okay, so now maybe,
maybe
I'm like,
Encino.
Yeah, I could use a salt shaker if you live next door.
Right.
Not if I have to go
right.
drive
to
5 miles and
yeah.
use Waze.
Right.
Plug your address into Waze.
Fuck that. Hell no.
But it is so funny because I will scroll through it because once you're in the group, it starts coming up in my feed all the time. And
mm-hmm.
I'm always like, are you high? Here's an old pair of readers.
Right.
But like.
Yeah, readers. Ugh.
Here's a lamp that would say, hey, it's pretty dusty. My favorite
it's
is when you need to fix it, when they're
oh.
like, hey, here's an old VCR. It doesn't work, but maybe one of you guys is kind of handy with
right.
that. No, we're not fucking handy. We're not VCR repair people.
Hey, maybe you can use this. No, I'm pretty sure nobody can fucking use it. Also, it's a VCR player.
Right, right. Nobody's using VCRs. You know, it's interesting because I just discovered this whole world. So, all right, you've heard of Poshmark? Have you heard of Poshmark?
Of course, yes.
All right, so look at this purse. Okay, this is great podcasting, but
yeah.
It looks nice enough, right? But
yeah.
it's falling apart. It's inside's all ripped up. Okay, it's a mess.
Okay,
but it's an old like leather. I don't know who makes it. It's nobody fancy purse. It's either that or the Amazon Coach purses I get on Amazon,
right?
Like the nylon ones, right?
Right. Yeah.
But then I look at my daughter, and this bitch has got like a nice Louis Vuitton she got for Christmas. And I'm like, I'm always like, and then I watch Real Housewives, and I'm always like, I need a nice, the nicest purses I have are Coach purses,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. But like, I've used the death out of them. I mean, I should probably take them and get them professionally cleaned, I think, is what I should do. But anyway, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to a nice purse. So I go on Poshmark mm-hmm. to find a nice used Louis Vuitton or something, right?
Right.
Never I've ever bought anything like I've never gone on eBay or anything. First, the only reason why
I'm the queen of
I know
that.
You are.
Yeah.
The reason why I don't, the real reason I don't do eBay, I never can remember my password and my PayPal's not connected and all. It's all just a big kasha.
Okay.
And that's that. So, and I don't know. I never use it. But so now I'm like, okay, on Poshmark – so you can go and like you get something like, you know, somebody's used purses. So I go, okay, I am looking and they don't really have anything I really like. But then this little one catches my eye and it's always hard to see the size of it. You know, they give the measurements, but it's like unless I can see it on somebody's shoulder, I don't know it's hard to tell what size it is.
Right.
But all right. It's a vintage Louis Vuitton, but it's like patent leather and it's red and it's little and it was like $300. And I was like, okay, that's a good – I think it's a good size. Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't know what happens, but you put the bid in or you buy it. So I buy it and then I get it and it's not practical.
Right.
What was I thinking, by the way?
Is it too small?
It's too small.
It's because this is the style now. It's like a wallet, but it's you can't even fit anything in it.
No.
It's,
and by the way, you can't sling it over your shoulder. It's not a crossbody or anything like that. So it's just got the handles, right, of it. But it's the handles like you carry around like a lunchbox handle,
right?
Like a briefcase.
Right.
It's not like you could put it – it's not big enough to put your arm through it.
Right, right.
It goes up to my elbow.
Right.
I'm not fucking Audrey Hepburn. Like, what am I doing with this now? Now I got this nice, like, I'm never going to use it.
Right, right.
And I'm like, hey, Natalia, look at my new purse. And she's like, what did you got? Why'd you buy that? And I go, don't ask. I don't know. Do you want to use it? Now I got this purse. Now what do I do? Do I sell it again, like on Poshmark? Like,
yeah.
What should I do?
You resell it. Reposh it. Posh it. I don't know. Ask Tara. Tara Diamond. She's our friend.
Okay. There we go.
She's the queen of Poshmark.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Oh, I thought like, I'm going to tell everybody about Poshmark. I thought I found something.
No, like that's her thing.
Really? Poshmark
is
her thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She has a Poshmark store and she's like, has a whole thing. She sells
God
stuff.
Damn it. I need to get into mm-hmm. this stuff. I should send her some shit too to sell because I got some stuff that I just don't use and that I've had and dresses and stuff that are – and then I think, oh, should I save them for Natalia someday? And I'm like, I should probably sell some of this stuff. It's not like I have any kind of couture or anything like that, but I don't know. But now I'm like, now I'm back to square one. I still got the shitty fucking purse. What do I was like, do I just go back to Amazon and just do it or should I try it again? Like should I try it again this time and stick with a style I know my arm will fit through? Is that what I should do?
I think you should go look at purses in a store and then try to buy it. Like find something that you actually like in person.
Okay.
A style you like and then go try to find it on like Poshmark or eBay or whatever.
I'm not that hard to please. I just want something I can sling
over
to my
shoulder.
Or go
to an outlet store. Make like a little day of it. Take Natalia
right.
with you and go to the outlets.
That's what I should do.
Go shop like the Coach or whatever or Louis Vuitton outlet store.
That's a good idea. fucking outlet stores. You know how far those are, too? They're on the way to the volleyball game. Next time.
I mean, I sometimes just see something that, like, I don't know, somebody else has.
Right.
This is how I've always lived my life. Remember years ago I first got into Dooney and Bourke because my nanny at the time had this really cute giraffe print like purse and I was like, I really like that. And I'd only carried around like Target purses up until that point. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started looking like on eBay and now everything is like
– Yeah. Speaking of Target purses, I just bought two of them from Target. I bought one nylon, like pink one. I'm going to just fucking use those. What do I need? Then I went back to my
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx is better.
TJ Maxx because you can get – I mean, it's not
like
going to be Louis Vuitton.
No, but it'll be like a
– Or, you know, like Kate Spade or any of those. Like they have brand name purses, like a lot of Michael Kors and that kind of thing. But it's like at least you're in person. You can see what you like.
Right. Okay. Yeah, there's a TJ. Yeah, I should go to TJ Maxx.
I love TJ Maxx. I get everything there.
Yeah, I know. I love TJ Maxx too.
If I ever need jeans, which I haven't bought jeans in a million years because COVID weight, but that's like designer jeans. Like,
yeah.
They're always cheap there.
I forget about TJ Maxx because I know that there is one right by my house.
You know, we should take a break.
Do you own or rent your home?
Yes.
Well, I know it's hard work, but you know what's easy is bundling policies with your Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy, and it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. I found a picture of Kaylin the other day, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. It's so cute. He's so young.
Was it from here?
He was working on what was he doing? Oh, he was on our – we were doing a bar crawl in Los Angeles. Our very first bar – look how little he is. Look how young he is.
Little baby
Kaylin. This is another great podcast. Well, go look at our For Crying Out Loud Instagram. We'll put it up.
Did you put it up there?
I'm going to put it up there. Oh, I will. I'm going to go do it right now. There's Suzanne's in the background. I can see her. Anyway, how you doing, Kaylin?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was fine. It was very stressful. My older brother and dad were like – my dad came over to my older brother's to have like a barbecue. And he said, bring the family. So at the last minute, Amy was very tired. So she decided to stay home and take a nap instead. So I was like, okay, I'll take the two girls over there. And, you know, his house isn't particularly kid-friendly and has a lot of stairs. And I was just chasing after the two of them
poor thing.
The whole time. I didn't get to sit down. I didn't get to talk to anybody. I was sweating. And after about 2 hours, I was like, you know what? I'm out. I'll see you guys later.
You cried, uncle.
They wouldn't help you?
Well, my younger brother, who's like 7, my dad's, it was also there. So he was running around and they were helping like as much as they could. But it wasn't.
Your dad has a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
That's insane, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So yeah. Yeah. It was tough.
Yeah. By the way, Amy, God bless her. I love those days where I was like, you know, Auntie Lauren's having a barbecue. Bye. I got a headache.
The problem is they pull a Kaylin and only leave for 2 hours.
Right.
And you're I thought you were out for the day.
I hated that. I know. They'd come home so soon. Like,
you're like,
what?
I've gotten through one episode of Real Housewives.
Right.
You're back?
Right. Right. I used to hate that.
Plus, you probably texted her, Amy, a few times to ask her questions. Be honest.
No, I knew she was tired. She wanted to take a nap. So as soon as we left, she did. She went right into bed. And when I came home, she was still there. So she was just – she was knocked out the whole time.
I think John gets separation anxiety because, like, if he goes out or I go anywhere, I get so many texts. It's just updating me on stuff.
Uh-huh.
Just like, oh, here's a picture of what Peepo's doing. Here's, you know, or if he's out, he's still sending me news stories or sending. It's cute. I mean, I don't hate it, but it's just
right.
fun. It is funny.
I do text her a lot when I'm out alone with even just one of them. That's for sure. But I also had to take Blake to go get her blood drawn on Friday, which is the first time I've had to do that by myself, and that was very sad.
Why did she have to get her blood drawn?
That's just her age. They wanted to retest her for some kind of you know, whatever's in her blood. But then I know we also had to
do
another. They're just checking it. It's just like a checkup for whatever they're checking. I don't know. That's what they do. They take blood. They check it every year or two.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
And it's allergies too. She also needed to, we wanted to recheck her allergies because she's got a bad egg allergy. So we have to took another to see if it like improved, and I think it did improve a little bit, but it's still there. So but yeah, that was sad.
Yeah.
Well, did she cry?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I know. Yeah. I found all these old videos too, because I was looking for pictures of to frame for my new place. I feel like I'm moving into But, you know, I'm moving into a new place. I'm only going to be there. Then I think about it, I'm like only there like 2-3 days a week, really. It's not that big of a deal. And during the day, I'm not usually there. I just leave and go home to the other house, although I probably won't anymore because the kids are in school. So what's the point? Probably. And also I got to get a battery thing put in at the new place so I can charge my car. Anyway, I was looking at these old videos and I found like old ice skating videos of Natalia ice skating and how cute she was and like Sunny. Like when they were little, I remember like I just those were the days. Like they were so cute and like she actually like posed for a picture with me, you know. Like there's days – I mean I find these pictures of her and me together and like not that – she doesn't have – she won't do that anymore. I took a picture of her like – she was – it was really cute. We were driving to San Diego. She had her pillow. She had her glasses on and she – like her hair is in a bun and she looks so young and so cute and I like took a picture. She's like, oh, God, please. What? I go, I'm not posting it or anything. She goes, do you have to take a picture of that? What's weird? It's weird. Or what? I'm like, what? It's not weird.
No, it's not.
I know. I'm your mom. She's like, well, I'm not doing anything. I go, I know, but you look cute. Ugh. And then I'm like, forget it. Just go back on your, you know. Then I get all mad. But she just does not let me want me to take any pictures of her. She'll want me talking about her. She'll want me taking pictures of her. She's got a lot of rules this morning.
Not like me taking pictures either. And Sadie hates it.
Yeah, so does
Sadie.
What's wrong
will
with these
not
girls?
Let me take a picture of her.
That's how Natalia is. No way. Although when it's her convenient to her, like she'll, you know, videotape me. Like I was imitating one of Sonny's friends the other day. We'll talk about this on Friday show, but she got asked to the homecoming. And so I was imitating the kid and she was like, can you say that again? And then she puts it on camera. I'm like, okay, so it's okay for you to do that. How would you like it if I just knocked that phone right out of your hand and said, ew, stop, no, don't, ew, ugh, and then slam the door on my way out? How would you like it?
You know what's funny too is Elby, I was having a nostalgia weekend myself and we were watching all of these old videos of the kids when they were babies.
Really?
And yeah.
What a coincidence.
And Elby like looking into the camera, like not understanding that it's a camera. She was like 18 months and she was like, what are you doing? Like it was really cute. And but whenever I watch – I love watching her in her fifth grade when she was Jasmine, Princess Jasmine in Aladdin.
Right.
In fifth grade at Jack's. and I have these – like her voice was so – like I'm like in fifth grade, but she was such a good singer. In fifth grade, she was belting out the song.
Yeah,
and it
what
had
happened?
This, and I love to watch it and she gets so mad. She's like, stop, stop, stop. Don't play it. And I'm like, why? You sound great. She's like, I can't – I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. But then last night – she's freaking – she has this like a really good friend of hers who moved to Canada. She was on the phone with her friend. My daughter, Elby, is now such a consummate teenager. Like way more than like 13, you know, that age. Like she's almost 17 and she is always on the phone now. Like like when you were a teenager – and you could not get off the phone and it was like you were so mad if your parents needed to make a call because you would talk on the phone to your friend for like hours.
Right.
Oh, my God. Friday night she spent like the entire night or that or Saturday night talking to this one friend. And she started playing her all these old videos. She was FaceTiming in playing the videos. And I was like, bitch –
You're literally playing the video for your friend, and I can't even have it on in the background, or you lose your shit and make me turn it off.
Yeah, what is that? I know.
But now you're all like, look at me. Wasn't I cute doing Aladdin, playing it for your friend? Fuck off.
I know.
How come I'm not allowed to think you're cute?
And by the way, who found it? Who just dug it up for you to show it to your friend?
Exactly.
I did. Yeah.
Yes.
I know. What the fuck?
I know. We watched all of the kids in all of their little plays.
Oh,
and Sadie played the tin girl in Wicked Oz, they called it, back when they were doing Ovation.
Right.
Remember I would tell you about Ovation?
Yes.
And
they left a mess.
Kyle did Ovation at the same time we did when Sadie was in Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. And we found these videos of Sadie.
And she's got this little voice. Mm. She's like, pour some, slide some oil to me now. I'm beginning.
And it's like this little body and this little voice.
Oh, my God. I know.
But she wasn't even that young. She was just so tiny with the little baby voice. It
right.
was so cute.
I know. They're so cute. Their little voices. There's a video of Sunny explaining to me how to play chess.
Oh!
She's like age 5.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, so you look like his little voice is just so cute. And I found it in an email. I was looking through these emails that I sent to my dad. I still have all my emails my dad and I send to each other. And all these and you don't realize it because they're just videos of me just sitting at the ice skating rink videotaping and sending it to him. And like, I didn't save it. Maybe I did. I don't know. But I haven't seen it, you know. And there it is. Like, I forgot. Like, so now I'm like, oh, shit. I should go through those and save them, make sure I have them. But, yeah, it's really cute. That's what I did yesterday.
Well, hey. Patreon this week.
Yeah.
I have an update. So I had to send another email, which I have a whole story. I got real mad and sent an email to Sadie's teacher and got an email back.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
I was fucking pissed.
Oh my God. Can we do Patreon now?
Yeah, let's do Patreon now.
Okay.
So that's what's coming up for you on Wednesday.
Nice.
It's for obvious reasons, it can't be on the regular show. And by the way, when we'll talk about this on Friday, but stop saying that I complain about teachers.
Oh, please.
Because I complained about one teacher.
Yeah.
And I've told you so many stories about amazing teachers
Absolutely.
That my kids have had, teachers that have changed their lives. Teachers who I appreciate the fucking shit out of their teachers.
Yes.
I send so much good Starbucks cards to every single teacher, every single teacher appreciation day. I am
Don't
aware
worry.
Of how hard teachers work.
Yes.
But guess what? If you're an asshole, then we get to talk about that too.
Exactly.
Because you're dealing with our kids all day.
Right. Don't stop complaining about us complaining all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah. That's what our show is. Are
exactly.
you new?
Right. Where'd you get that purse? What kind of purse is that?
This is a Coach bag.
It's cute.
That I bought
it's
off of – I love it. It's big, but it's
silvery.
Carries on. Yeah, it's silver. And I
it's
bought
like
it off eBay.
Oh, you
for
did?
For like $50.
What the fuck? Why can't I get something like that?
Because you just have to look for it.
All right.
My sister-in-law carries this bag.
Oh.
So I knew the brand. I knew the type
right.
that I always like hers. She has a patent leather one. And I was like, I want that, but like in silver.
Oh.
So I bought it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So listen, before we go, Patreon, $50 people, love you guys. BS in Education. That's a podcast where these moms are talking about what it's like to be – speaking of teachers, these are teachers
yes.
telling you. Hopefully sometimes they talk about other teachers who are crappy teachers and how – because they're obviously good teachers.
Right.
I know in real life – many teachers that are friends of mine who work super hard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
so BS in Education, they probably hopefully also complain about the parents that are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Letty Molina, if you need to relax, especially after hearing this episode and you need some CBD, go to HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina and get it from Letty.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you
Why
use
wouldn't
her?
You? Love Letty.
And, you know, we talked about her a lot today. Kate Marengo, Interior Chicago. Kate at interiorchicago.com.
Sylvia Berlin is with Berlin Team Homes with RE/MAX Coastal Homes. They serve the OC. You can email her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at berlinteamhomes.com, C-A-D-R-E, 019-88601. We have a lot of podcasts like to advertise on our podcast, which I love, including Sarah Dean, who hosts the Shameless Mom Academy. And it's going to help you feel a lot less alone, especially if your kids are younger, on the younger side.
Right.
Shamelessmom.com. And I'm going to do one more for this week. Eugenia, she's our friend. She does dog costumes.
Oh, that's so cute.
You guys, Halloween is coming up. There's excuse for your dog not having a costume when somebody who is from our show has a company. It's called Pandaloon, Pandaloon, L-O-O-N.com. Costumes. Check out their website. It is like the cutest website. They won on Shark Tank season 9. So they're like too legit to quit. Okay. Check her out. The rest will come next week.
I also need to tell everybody about for Corolla Drinks is rolling out a bottle package just for our listeners. We have No Getter wine glass sets. They're available right now at CorollaDrinks.com. They're two stemmed wine glasses with the imprint of No Getter on each glass. And
Fun. They're
nice quality. They're not crappy. They're nice quality glasses. And you can get a set without a bottle for $22 or with a bottle for $25. So go to CorollaDrinks.com and get the No-Getter wine glass set for yourself right now before they sell out. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.